Plenty of cold air. That's according to Michigan Ag Today chief meteorologist Ryan Martin in his latest Johnny Truss planting weather forecast.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Martin says another round of frost and freezes for this weekend.
The good news is we are mostly precipitation free, seeing a large part of a shower action over the next couple of days, staying to our south over parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. At this point, I think we only have to leave the door open to some hit and miss of scattered showers for Saturday afternoon and evening, and it mostly goes from the tip of the thumb down to southwestern parts of lower Michigan, a few hundredths to a half an inch there. But the cold air does not really go away. A resurge of cold temperatures for Sunday, that's Mother's Day into early Monday morning, means we're back to frost and freeze conditions easily across all of the state.
According to Martin, a batch of moisture will come together over the northern plains and dive southward.
Tuesday, we have to allow for some scattered showers late afternoon in Berrien County, far southwest Michigan, but that is it. The rest of us are just going to stay chilly, and that means we are dry for Wednesday and for Thursday as well. Next strong front that comes through the entirety of Michigan, likely next Friday, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, coverage 100%, but we are seeing some warmer temperatures trying to come behind that.
Then Martin says mostly dry with a few pop-up showers.
The later part of next week, I do think moisture stays a little bit farther south, so we are tentatively trying to project in here 2 to 3 dry days back to back to back from the 20th right on through the 23rd. We'll see if that can hold.
You can find the full forecast brought to you in part by Greenstone Farm Credit at MichiganAgToday.com.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Cooler temperatures here as we move through your Friday, but warmer air will try and emerge for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm Forecast. Through your Friday, slightly cooler temperatures as north flow gradually turns to the south. So it's not going to be as cold as earlier in the week, but we're still a little bit chilly here this morning. Do see decent sunshine through the entire state through all day. Clouds will be building as we move through the evening and overnight. Those clouds linger and give a few hit and miss scattered showers tomorrow morning and midday. I'm going to look at that more in eastern parts of Michigan than west, but let's be honest, I'm not going to rule it out anywhere. And we see partly sunny skies on Sunday with cool air starting to sag back southward. Going into next week with a dry note, we are going to be seeing some clouds for Monday, but nothing else. And I think we squeeze out a mostly dry Tuesday as well, pushing this next front back just a little bit. Overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday, showers come through, but mostly limited to the southern half of Michigan. I-96 southward, we can see a quarter to three quarters of an inch there. Coverage around 100% south of I-96, but I think we're 20% or less north. And then we get into another batch of cool air at midweek, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Well, Wednesday, Thursday, before temperatures moderate on Friday. Thing is, we're dry all of those days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A few hit and miss scattered showers overnight Friday night, but also a dry weekend, the 16th and the 17th, both petering out and seeing nothing. So this could be the longest dry window that we've seen in a while, if that middle part of the week moisture does fizzle out like we are seeing. Strong front for Monday the 18th gives us rain and thunderstorms, but also warmer air. We are dry for Tuesday the 19th, Wednesday the 20th, and then moisture comes back the 21st into the 22nd. But I'm slightly more happy with the intermediate part of this forecast. There's still a way that we can swing back the other way and get bigger moisture in here, but I think we might be able to start talking about a little bit of field work next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt sewer jet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming up, but now let's take a closer look at how it all went down. easing Iranian war tensions were wiped out after reports Iran has rejected a U.S. proposal on the Strait of Hormuz. That sparked crude oil to come back to even, and the grains and oilseeds also paired their losses. Here's Andy Eubank along with Tom Fritz with the EFG Group in Chicago for a closer look.
On Thursday, a tale of two batches of headlines. We've been seeing some positivity in the Iranian headlines, Tom, and that has led to sell-offs in crude oil with grains and oilseeds following. But then the headlines seem to change during the course of the session, and the markets, corn, beans, and crude made a comeback of sorts.
No, you're absolutely right, Andy. As the day went on, headline became, let me see if I've got it here. Crude oil turns positive on report. Iran rejects U.S. proposal for Straits of Hormuz. And, what do they call it? An unrealistic plan from the United States. So, crude oil did come back, briefly traded, higher on the day, but as we speak, it's slightly lower. Grain markets managed to give us a good bounce. Corn market, July corn settles down just a penny. That's 6.5 cents off its low. December corn settles down a half, and that's 6.5 cents above its low. Wheat market's similar, even though it still finishes lower. Soybeans, same story, finishes lower, but noticeably off the lows. So, bottom line, what happens between Iran and the U.S. continues to be a driving force here. And who knows how it's going to develop over the coming days. But I do think the grain markets may try to divorce themselves from it here in the near term, as next Tuesday, the USDA will give us a look at what they think the latest demand numbers for the new crop will be.
And that was Tom Fritz with the EFG Group in Chicago. May corn finished unchanged at 452 and three quarters. July corn ended below steady, down one to 467 and a half. May soybeans a bit weak at 1177, down two even. Same for July beans, down 2.25 to 1192 and a quarter. May wheat showed red at 601 and three quarters, down 4.25. June live cattle down $3.42 to 250.05. And June lean hogs at 99.37. That's down 32 cents. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.